Today we'll move on from the first sentence of the task one body and find out how to continue writing the details part of the body. Before writing this section, we really need to take a close look at the chart and find about three detailed pieces of information from the chart that we can use in this part. Ideally, this section will be two or three sentences long and is a great opportunity to show the examiner our knowledge of synonyms, grammar, and English connecting language. Let's take a look at an IELTS Task 1 map illustration and find three details to write about. Detail 1. A restaurant, reception area, and accommodation have all been built. Detail 2. Paths and vehicle tracks have been built to connect everything together. Detail 3. A pier has been built for boats. Now let's write the full details section. Looking in more detail, it can be seen that a number of new facilities have been built on the island, including a restaurant and a reception area in the middle, with bungalow-style accommodation on either side. Footpaths have been laid in ring formations to connect the bungalows together, while a vehicle track extends from the pier before encircling the reception area and continuing on to the restaurant. Finally, a T-shaped pier has been constructed so that guests can enjoy yachting off the coast of the island. This is a great detailed section of 86 words. After this, we would continue on to write a short summary to finish off the task one. Let's look at what was done. First, all three sentences are quite long, with the longest being over 40 words. Secondly, a number of nice connecting words were used, such as looking in more detail, including, while, before, finally, and so. Lastly, some great vocab was incorporated, such as facilities, bungalow style, ring formations, encircling, and T-shaped. What a great way to describe the details of a chart. Try to incorporate some of these tips the next time you write a task one. Okay guys, so if you need to know more about writing awesome IELTS tasks, please visit my website at www.goldcoastielts.com. I have podcasts, a blog, and all the Cambridge exams for you to practice online, along with MP3s for listening. So see you next time.